The Patriots, especially with how well coached they looked last night, to go along with the fact that Drake may win the MVP this season and is only going to get better, he's in the Jet division.
Hmm.
Josh Allen is in the Jet division.
Right.
So as the debate internally and on this radio station will go over the next few months about Dante Moore or trading for Kyler Murray or whatever quarterback they bring in, ask yourself this. Will any of them truly be able to go toe-to-toe with Josh Allen and Drake May? I mean, think about it.
Yeah, that's a tough hustle.
It's incredibly depressing. Then you just look at the coaching of these playoff teams. You look at even a Liam Cohen. Is Aaron Glenn ever going to give the Jets an X's and O's edge the way a lot of these young head coaches do, whether it's Ben Johnson in Chicago or I mentioned Liam Cohen in Jacksonville? Like, the coaching feels a million miles away.
Right. That's why I thought they would seriously consider moving on.
Well, they will next year.
Right. Unless there is a demonstrated advancement in that. Just that simple realm of coaching. It's an amorphous term. It doesn't really mean anything, but it means everything. Unless there's a clear growth in that spot, Aaron Glenn's going to be in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, I think Aaron Glenn, if I had to make a long-term prediction, he's gone at the end of next year.
Hmm.
And I don't think I'm going out on a limb here, but
right.
No, I think the Jets are looking for a new head coach a year from now. When we're doing our January 12th, 2027 show, I am going to cut this out.
Oof.
Tiki and I will be talking about all the different Jet candidates, and they'll all be first-time coordinators. You can mark my words. And then the other thing that added to my weekend, and I know this shouldn't bother me, is the unneeded shade. I know the Jets suck. You know the Jets. We all know.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need unneeded shade? And so here is the Amazon Prime pregame show and an innocent interview with Devontae Adams, once a Jet, always a Jet. And tell me if this was necessary at all.
And because the job's not done, the main objective is to win the whole thing. You got to find a way to be gritty and resilient within those games, as if you don't bring your best stuff, you're going to be at home with the Jets, you know, 2 seconds after that.
That makes sense.
Damn.
Why? Damn.
Why?
I didn't hear that. That is cold-blooded, dude.
Like, what's the point?
There's so many other teams. You could have said the Giants.
You could have said anybody.
So many other teams you could have picked. They're just the Raiders. So many teams.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he picks the Jets. And why? Because he had such a bitter breakup here?
Probably.
Yeah, no, that's it. Well, you should have said the Raiders. He had a bitter breakup with them.
No, you're right.
But this kind of stuff, and here's the thing we got to get used to, Jet fans. Nothing's changing this until they start winning.
Yeah.
They are the LOL Jets. They are the absolute LOL team. And while we deserve it because we suck, a lot of it is unnecessary. That is unnecessary.
Hmm.
And that's the kind of shade we have to deal with. So I know you guys, and by you guys, I mean Giant fans, had a rough time last year with the Saquon stuff, had to deal with that all the way through the Super Bowl. We're just dealing with our existence.
Right. Yeah. But it got a chuckle. The problem is the Jets have become the league joke.
Yeah.
The league whipping boy.
Yes.
It's just easy. You know it. You like, if you said, I'm trying to think of a team that's just recently bad. Tennessee. Yeah, I guess Tennessee, because a couple years ago when Vrabel was there, you thought of them as a good team.
Mm-hmm.
If you said, yeah, they're like the Titans, you'd be like, huh? What does that mean? Is that remember the Titans? Is that, you know, Denzel, or is that Mike Vrabel? Like, what are you
talking
about?
So why not just say the Raiders? The Raiders have been awful.
But the Raiders have a richer history. The Jets are the poster
boy. And they had this 2 years ago with Antonio Pierce as the interim. It was an interesting story.
Right.
Whereas the Jets, it's just kind of like every year, it's the same recycled nonsense.
It's not just football. They have the longest, that's it. Like, we joke around, but it's true. They have the longest playoff drought.
It's you guys are right. Like, as much as it pains me, they've earned LOL, Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And while a lot of it is unfair and unnecessary, the only way to change it is by winning. Like, a credit to the Knicks. The Knicks were the LOL Knicks for a million years, and no one does it anymore because they beat it out of you.
Right.
They're good.
But it took sustained winning. It took 3 years. At first, it was kind of like, ah, it's a flash in the pan. Atlanta destroyed you.
And then they missed the playoffs the following year.
And so it was like, ha, 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 still, you're back to the same. And then they had extended winning.
Yeah. But it's possible. The Lions used to be that team for us. We always referenced and made that joke about that. That's done now.
No, yes, so yeah,
think about how quickly that changed.
Yes.
I mean, it's what, 5 years, 4 years since Dan Campbell took over?
You're right.
You don't even think of them that way anymore.
No, it's just the Jets. We own it. So thank you, Devontae. That was really necessary for you to just say, oh, you end up as the Jets.
And now, can you just picture Evan when Devontae slid behind that camera? Aaron Rodgers was on the McAfee show to show he was in Jersey and joining Aaron Rodgers.
I was excited. Oh, you want to do more LOL stuff? I thought we were done with it. You want to keep laughing? Keep laughing.
Watch
your name, other funny stuff. Evan was happy even after Rodgers got hurt because they beat the Bills that night on a walk-off kick return for a touchdown. Want to laugh about that?
No, I don't.
What else you want to laugh about?
Yeah, you're laughing.
Having a chuckle.
I'm laughing because it got to 108 to get under his skin.
I had to say goodbye to my dog a few weeks ago. You want to laugh at that, too?
Oh, that's do not put that on me. By the way, I'm sorry. Rest in peace, Dudley. Do not. That's terrible.
You're laughing at me. Why don't we keep going? You want to keep going?
You can't put dead dog on my plate. You know how horrible that is?
I mean, you just.
Are you getting another one?
What kind of question is that?
The same question you just asked me. That's what kind of question.
I didn't ask you a question. I just said, since you're making fun of the Jets and bringing up old stuff, you want to just keep going?
Your children would like to know.
I'm not getting into that conversation. It's a complicated conversation. Nor am I ready to have that. Like, I don't know. When I say goodbye to my cat many years ago, Freedom, and it was tough, I didn't know because I knew I was going to get another pet, but I didn't know the right amount of time.
Yeah.
And I waited like 4 months. Like, it was not instant. But everybody's different, and I respect the hell out of that. Some people go out the next day. I'm still grieving. And so as long as you're grieving, it's odd to
Or you can stop the grieving by bringing joy.
So is that what you do in your past?
It's not what we did because our dog Charlotte passed away 18 or so. And then COVID forced us to get another dog.
What do you mean COVID forced you to get another dog?
What
does that mean?
COVID was so mind-numbing.
Yeah?
It was mind-numbing and boring. So people did one of two things. They either fixed their home so they could home entertain or their backyards or their basements, or they got a pet.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that there was a baby boom of pets during COVID.
100%.
And now most of them don't like leaving their owner's sides because they were with them all the time their first year.
That's right.
Yeah, you set them up for something so unrealistic.
I feel like everybody in our neighborhood got dogs during COVID.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
I got to be honest. I didn't know that. I didn't know that that was a thing.
Yeah.
I renovated my house. So to Tiki's point, I went to the other end. Yeah,
I did both.
And I think what other people did, especially if you were living in New York City, is you left New York City.
100%.
You were just like,
I'm out.
I'm going to go find somewhere else to live.
I need green spaces where I can stand outside.
Yes. Steve is calling from Charlotte. Good afternoon, Steve.
Hey, love the show. Thanks for the call, guys.
Pleasure,
thanks.
Steve.
So I'm 37 years old, lifelong Jets fan. My father, my grandfather, both Giants fans. Now, I've been saying for the last few years, I need Woody Johnson to do something completely morally deplorable so that I could quit the Jets and have a clear conscience about it. And
yeah, like people quit Washington because of Snyder.
Yeah. Exactly. So my question to you is generally, and then I'll take it off. What are your feelings on grown men just suddenly changing the team they root for after all these years?
Look, I'm not going to lecture you that you can't do it. You can read Joe's book. Joe wrote a book over a decade ago, The Rules of the New York Sports Fan. But here's what I'll tell you. It'll never be as fulfilling. So if you give up on the Jets at 38 years old and you pick whatever team, even if the team is down right now, let's say it's the Giants or it's the Titans, whatever team you want, when they win, if they win in the next 5 years, it will not give you the same unbridled joy as the team that you've watched struggle finally breaking through. And this is where I feel bad for Sean. He will never experience the kind of joy I would experience if the New York Jets win a Super Bowl. Not even close. And I feel bad for you. Like, it doesn't mean you won't be happy if Jackson Dart wins a Super Bowl. It just won't be the same.
You're talking about just football or other sports?
I'm specifically talking about football, but we can get into other sports if you want. But in football, it will not tingle you or hit you the way it does me. It won't even be close. I do feel bad for you.
I think you're being short-sighted. As somebody who's seen a championship, a couple of them.
My point exactly.
Enough time has passed.
No.
Yeah, like life circumstances change. Life, you know what I mean? Like,
you don't understand.
I haven't experienced one with my kids.
That's all cute. And again, that adds something. I'm not saying you won't have great appreciation
for the
title.
After this many years down, you don't think I could appreciate it the same?
I never said you won't appreciate it. It won't be like me. And it won't be like Joe. And it won't be like our last caller. So I feel bad for you. I do.
The only reason I'm going to say no, 2009 Yankees, it felt as good as 96.
Okay.
Because a long time had passed.
Okay, you were like 8 when they won in 96. You just don't understand. This is one of those things where...
So now that doesn't count? I mean, that channels your childhood.
You're getting very sensitive. I never said it doesn't count. I never said it wasn't amazing. It will not hit you the way it hits me and other fans of my ilk.
So I've experienced it both ways and can tell you it does hit the same, but you have never experienced it and you're going to tell me how it hits.
I'm telling you right now.
That is a classic Evan Roberts. If I've ever seen.
It's just true.
Okay.
I'm just being honest with you.
I'm actually confused why you're hating on him, but...
Thank you, Tiggy.
Wait, I'm hating on him?
No, he's hating on you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Tiggy.
I'm confused.
Let's go to Marty in Hoboken. What's up, Marty?
Marty. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the game tonight. Big Steeler fan. They're 100% healthy. I think Rodgers will play a great game. And one other thing, Bill Cowher was on Rich Eisen's show, and he asked Eisen a trivia question. When was the last time the Steelers lost a home Monday Night Football game?
I think it was like the early 90s, wasn't it? Aren't they on like some kind of incredible streak?
You'll get that stat in the next Fan Focus in a few minutes.
Mm. Oh, well, hold on, Marty. We got to let you go then. I'm sorry. Would you like to use it now so you don't have your Fan Focus stolen by a loyal caller?
You know what? Why not? This Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. Wild Card Weekend comes to a close tonight when the Texans visit the Steelers. The winner will go to New England on Sunday with the time still to be determined. The Steelers have not lost a Monday Night Football game at home since October 14th, 1991. Though it is unclear whether a playoff game will count towards this unofficial record the Steelers have cooking, a loss could mark the end of Aaron Rodgers' legendary career between his runs in Green Bay and in Pittsburgh.
But they played a lot of Monday night games, I would think, since 1991.
Oh, I think it's a long list. I don't think this is a home record, too.
I understand that, but a lot of Monday night... Oh, it's true. Some of the Monday night games could have been on the road.
But if I had to guess how many home Monday night games they've played since 1991, I bet you that number is... 15.
Right.
Like, it's a significant number. Like, it's not one of those weird streaks where they've only done it three times.
Now, there's a caveat.
Yes. Let's address this caveat. Okay. And I'm glad you're about to bring up my caveat. On January 15th, 2024, the Pittsburgh Steelers had to play a Monday afternoonish game. The game got moved because of a weather issue.
Interesting.
And so it was a 4:30 Monday game.
Does that count?
Does that count?
Well, that's not the only one. You had a different one because that was the playoffs.
That was the playoffs, yes.
The other one happened in COVID. They had to play a Monday game and they lost.
By the way, that's the one I meant because even the one I just brought up.
That was home.
Yeah, the Buffalo one was on the road. So that wouldn't, because these are only home games.
Would not
count.
Yeah, home game.
So this was a COVID game that got moved to a Monday.
Correct.
At what time did you say?
5 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't know.
It became a Monday doubleheader.
I don't count it. It's on Monday Night Football.
Well, it's not Monday Night Football because. Think about, because even on the West Coast, the Monday Night Football still feels like it's night.
Well, not only that, Tiki.
The West Coast at 5 is like, it's 1 o'clock, it's afternoon.
I don't think we had access to the game. I think it was one of those local people who were going to get the game got the game. That if you had the DirecTV package, there was a cut. Well, do you get the game?
Yeah. They gave it to everybody, Evan.
Oh, they did?
And the outrage was the Sunday ticket holders were mad. Because it was a game they paid for that everybody then got. It was a reverse outrage.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't think that one counts. I would say the streak is still alive. And it's an impressive streak. I hope that streak ends tonight. I cannot deal with Steelers Patriots. That is just
Texans
horrible.
Have struggled offensively all season.
I know, but their defense is awesome, dude.
Oh, it's fantastic. But they have struggled a lot this season.
Let's go to Dino in Cranford, New Jersey. Hey, Dino.
Hey, boys. So... First off, didn't get a chance to call last week. Welcome back to the middays for both of you.
Thank you. Thank you, man. What's up?
Want to talk? I'm actually on with Sean with this one. Why is this not signaling the potential end of the Philly Eagles domain right now in the NFC East? I get what you guys are saying with the rinse and repeat stuff, but think about this and peel the onion back a little bit. They're going to definitely trade A.J. Brown. I think we're all in agreement with that.
Yeah.
That will add a different dynamic in that locker room. There will be a new X receiver, a new alpha. I get Devonta Smith is playing good and is doing good. He's not that X guy. Whoever you bring in to replace him, you have to see what that mindset of that player is going to be. You have to see how it's going to mesh with everything going on. couple that with what has gone on with Jalen Hurts this year. The design runs are down. They went from 92 design runs to 41 design runs for him this year.
He looked off, too, Dino.
Here's the thing, and I respect you, Sean, and I can predict Craig will feel the same way because he hates Philadelphia. I think that your biases are clouding the fact that Howie Roseman's the best general manager on the planet, and that despite how bad things went, they're going to replace this offensive coordinator. And every time they've done that, like remember when they did that after 23, they ended up with Kellen Moore in 24, who went on, got a head coaching job. And oh, by the way, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Like, it just really feels rinse and repeat. Yes, there are players on this roster getting older. Yes, Jalen Hurts didn't have the greatest year in the world. But I'd be stunned if we're not sitting here a year from now talking about the Eagles in another playoff. The New York Jets have added a quarterback.
Oh.
The New York Jets have signed Bailey Zappe to a futures deal.
Can't wait.
What are they doing? They're trolling us. Darren Mooji just trolled us. We just sat through a weekend of brilliant football in which we feel a million miles away. Devontae Adams is mocking us. The Bills are in the divisional round. The Patriots are in the divisional round. They've got two MVP candidates at quarterbacks. And the Jets are like, we got you, Bailey Zappe. Like, that feels like the Jets are trolling us by even making this move. If you want to bring in Bailey Zappe to an irrelevant futures deal, can you do it, like, I don't know, not a few hours after we watch Drake May advance to the divisional round? Maybe I'm being too sensitive. It feels like we're being trolled by our own franchise.
Did he even play last year? Was he in the league?
Yeah, I thought he was with...
He was on a practice squad for sure.
Is that where he was? He was somewhere this year.
Yeah, he was on a practice squad. The last time he saw a snap... was in 2024, though, with the Cleveland Browns.
Maybe you have something.
Stop, don't do that.
16 of 31 for 171 yards, a TD, and two interceptions.
If Bailey Zappe sees the field for the New York Jets in 2026, the season will have been an unmitigated, unfiltered disaster.
He's only 27 years old next year.
Don't do this.
He's young.
Maybe you got something.
Maybe you got something with the Zappe guy, you know?
I think it's more of a
Western
tale.
Western Kentucky.
I think we found out Brady Cook, not a backup quarterback.
Yeah, well, I think that was pretty obvious.